Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You are about to enter the hidden world of the Overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutia. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the monotonous, the omnipresent, and the background noises we have learned to tolerate or simply ignore. I'm Craig Chapman, and today we are venturing into the sterile, chilly heart of the domestic soundscape to investigate the science behind the hum of the refrigerator. That low, steady, insistent bass note that defines every quiet kitchen, every midnight snack, and every moment of profound, tedious silence. The refrigerator is a marvel of applied thermodynamics, a box that actively and continuously forces heat to flow from cold to warm, defying the natural order of the universe. It is in essence a complex motorized pump, and pumps, as we know, are rarely silent. The hum you hear is not one sound, but a trio of distinct interwoven and mechanical gaseous noises. Now, the loudest culprit is the compressor. This is the primary contributor to the hum. This is the heart of the refrigeration system, typically a black heavy canister located near the bottom of the fridge. Its job is to take the low pressure, gaseous refrigerant, this is the working fluid, and squeeze it until it's a high pressure hot gas. This process of compression is inherently noisy. Inside that metal can, the small electric motor is driving a piston or a scroll mechanism. This mechanism is a hammering or grinding against the gas, generating the primary low frequency vibration, the deep mmm. Now, this vibration is transmitted through the metal casing of the compressor, through the mounting bolts into the floor of the kitchen, and finally into the air itself. It's a classic case of structure-borne noise. Here's a fun fact. The motor inside the compressor is suspended on springs to mitigate noise, but the very act of starting it up causes the entire unit to shudder, even if you can't see this, which is why the hum is often loudest in the first minute of the cycle. The second sound, fluid dynamics and the hiss. Once the compressor has done its job, the now hot, high-pressure gas moves. This brings us to the second sound, the refrigerant flow. The gas is pumped through the condenser coils, the black coils on the back, where it cools and turns back into a high-pressure liquid. It is then forced through a tiny, precisely engineered restriction called an expansion valve, or capillary tube. When this high-pressure liquid abruptly passes through that restriction and enters the low-pressure evaporator coils inside the freezer, it instantly vaporizes, dropping its temperature dramatically. This is the magic that cools your food. This movement of the refrigerant, the rush of the liquid through the capillary, the sizzle of the gas expanding creates a distinct high-pitched whoosh or hiss. It's a fluid dynamic noise, an acoustic byproduct of a controlled phase change. So, after all of that excitement, we are going to take a quick break. So, go stretch your legs, grab a drink, and I'll be back in a minute to talk about the whirring fans and why your refrigerator hums louder in the summer.
If you're looking for a drama or news that's profound, well, you're not gonna find it on this patch of ground. We talk about socks and the speed of the grass. We're experts in things that just happen to pass. It's the podcast for people. can bring. Radio!
Welcome back. So, to recap, we've established the bass note, that's the compressor, and the faint sizzle, the refrigerant. Now for the third and often most variable component of the hum, the fan. Most modern frost-free refrigerators employ at least two fans. One is the condenser fan, which helps cool the hot coils. The other is the evaporator fan, which circulates the cold air from the freezer into the main refrigerator compartment. Both of these fans produce the higher pitched, more variable whirring that often overlays the deep compressor hum. While the compressor hum is steady, the fan whir is subject to the speed of the motor and, crucially, the cleanliness of the blades. If the fan blades are slightly dusty, or if the cheap plastic motor mounting starts to degrade, a common sign of appliance aging, the fan noise can become a distinct annoying rattle or a variable rhythmic clicking. This is often the sound that finally drives you to a replacement. The hum is a status report. The collective hum is therefore the superposition of the deep vibration of the compressor, the faint hiss of the refrigerant phase change, and the distinct whir of the cooling fans. The frequency and volume of this entire chorus is regulated by the thermostat. When the interior temperature rises above the set point, the thermostat closes the switch, engaging the compressor and the fans. The hum begins. It persists until the thermostat is satisfied and the power is cut. This cycle is dictated by the thermal load, which is why the fridge hums more often after you fill it with warm groceries, or during a hot summer's day. It's working harder to reject the heat. The hum is, in a way, a direct auditory measure of the heat of your kitchen. The collective hum is therefore the superposition of the deep vibration of the compressor, the faint hiss of the refrigerant phase change, and the distinct whir of the cooling fans. The frequency and volume of this entire chorus is regulated by the thermostat. When the interior temperature rises above the set point, the thermostat closes the switch, engaging the compressor and the fans. The hum begins. It persists until the thermostat is satisfied and the power is cut. This cycle is dictated by the thermal load, which is why the fridge hums more often after you fill it with warm groceries, or during a hot summer's day. It's working harder to reject the heat. The hum is, in a way, a direct auditory measure of the heat of your kitchen. In conclusion, the hum of the refrigerator is not just a noise. It is a thermal status report, a constant reminder of the machine's dedicated battle against entropy. It's a dry, technical, and utterly persistent feature of domestic life. Now, please try to forget I brought it up. Goodbye.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthat'snotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.